everybody, and happy Friday evening to all you fine folks out there in Radio Land. Adam MacDonald broadcasting live on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network, coming to you from warm and sunny Daytona Beach, Florida, Radiology Associates Field at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, home of the Daytona Tortugas, who tonight host the visiting St. Lucie Mets in Florida State League action. A mini Mets versus Reds matchup for you this evening, with first pitch coming up at 6:35. It is game four of a six-game series, a series that Daytona leads 2-1. First two games were extremely competitive, with the Mets winning the opener on Tuesday 3-2. Daytona rebounded for a 4-3 win on Wednesday, and then the Tortugas offense romped over the Mets 9-3 last night. One of the few uncompetitive games played by the Mets in the last week and a half, as Daytona pounded out 14 hits, drew 7 walks, were helped out by a wild pitch scoring run, a pass ball scoring run. Mets just were not sharp in any aspect of the baseball game last night, and they paid the price for it with a loss. And it was a loss that dropped the Mets to 8-22 through the first 30 games of the season. That, unfortunately for the Mets, is the second worst record out of the 120 minor league baseball teams. Meanwhile, Daytona, not a whole lot better, but the Tortugas are 11-19. Taking a look at the entirety of the Florida State League standings, Palm Beach, a one-game lead over Jupiter. Palm Beach is 18-12. Jupiter is 17-13. Daytona is 7 games back, and the Mets are 10 games back of East-leading Palm Beach. In the West Division, Clearwater is 22-8, a four-game lead on Bradenton, which is 18-12. Dunedin 5 back at 17-13. Fort Myers 6 back at 16-14. Lakeland is struggling at 12-18, 10 back. Tampa 11-19, 11 back. Other games around the Florida State League today. Palm Beach is at Jupiter. Palm Beach leads that series 2-1. First pitch at 6:30. Jupiter can re-tie Palm Beach in the standings for first with the win. Clearwater's at Dunedin at 6:30. Dunedin leads that series 2-1, so the Blue Jays are cooling off the hot pressures. Lakeland is at Bradenton at 6:30, and the late game is Tampa at Fort Myers. Fort Myers leads that series 3-0. Fort Myers is the only undefeated team on the week. Managers meeting at home plate right now: Gilbert Gomez for the Mets, Julio Murillo for Daytona, with the umpires Davian Fry calling balls and strikes behind the plate. Alex Lawry is in the field. And while those gentlemen continue to discuss the ground rules and exchange lineups, we will pause on the pregame show, come back with the starting pitching matchup and the lineups for tonight's game between the Mets and the Tortugas.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Beer, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, hamburgers, chicken fingers, french fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the Clover Park Concourse. Be sure to stop by the Corona Beach House in left field to grab a rum bucket or delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice cold beverage in hand and a full belly.
The St. Lucie Mets are back. The future stars of New York will be on display all spring and summer at Clover Park. Be there to experience the crack of the bat, the smell of the grass, and the delicious ballpark fare. Don't miss the world-famous Dollar Night every Thursday with $1 beer, soda, and popcorn, and $2 hot dogs. Catch the best fireworks show on the Treasure Coast on select Saturday nights. Tickets are on sale now. Visit stluciemets.com to get yours today. A day at Clover Park is a home run.
This is manager Gilbert Gomez, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
St. Lucie Mets pregame show rolls on here from Daytona Beach, Florida. No rain tonight, that's good, as we had the hour and 18-minute delayed start a couple of nights ago. Daytona is taking the field. Kevin Abel leading out the Tortugas. He's the starting pitcher tonight. Daytona in their Marvel Defenders of the Diamond Knight. We will have more on those, plus the pitching matchup and the national anthem and the lineups after the national anthem. For that, we send it to public address announcer Tim LaCrosse.
We honor the United States of America for singing our national anthem. Performing our national anthem this evening from East Lake Elementary Encore.
Step closer to first pitch on this Friday night in Daytona. Let's meet the Daytona starting pitcher, the Daytona defense, and the Mets lineup for Daytona on the mound. It is right-hander Kevin Abel, 24-year-old from San Diego, California. He was the Reds' seventh-round draft pick in 2021 out of Oregon State. This will be the fourth game and the second start for Abel this season with Daytona. No wins or losses, a 9.45 ERA. He's only throwing 7 innings, 10 hits, 7 runs, 6 walks, and 14 strikeouts. He's got a 2.40 whip and a .345 batting average against. Now, the Mets faced a pitcher with equally bad stats last night and made him look very good, so they'll try to turn it around offensively against Abel this evening. Good news for the Mets. Jet Williams back in the lineup, leading off and playing short. Scott Oda will drop down in the order to second. He's in left. Alfredo Lara hits third. He's in center. Jacob Reimer bats cleanup. He's the DH. He's had a good series with a home run and a double. Junior Tillian hits fifth. He's at second. Eduardo Salazar hits sixth. He's at first base. Tyrone Campos in right field batting seventh. Fernando Villalobos is batting eighth. He's the catcher. And Luis Castillo hits ninth. He's at third base. Yarel Martinez in his 9-game hit streak gets a day off. For Daytona on defense, Cam Collier will play third. Victor Acosta at second. Carlos Jorge with the dynamic speed at second. Michel Triana at first in the outfield left to right. Ariel Almonte, Hector Rodriguez, and Yerlin Confidant. The battery mate for Abel is Cade Hunter. Home plate umpire Davian Fry taking a look down the right field line where the Mets have gathered in their bullpen, making sure that that gate is shut. It is, so we can play ball as Fry signals to Abel. First pitch is on the way. It's a fastball batted foul, and we are underway. First pitch, 6:34. It is 78 degrees and sunny in Daytona tonight. Thanks for coming along. Let's make it a good one. Second pitch, a changeup high on Jet Williams. Jet has missed the last handful of games, being hit in the elbow against Jupiter last week, the same elbow that he was hit on in Clearwater, so dealing with some soreness there. Never landed on the IL, just needed some time. Hopefully not too rusty for the Mets' sake. 1-2 pitch is fouled back. Remains a ball and two strikes. For Williams, this is his 20th game of the season. Of course, he's among league leader in walks and hit by pitches as he takes this ball low. Depending on who you talk to, he can be listed between 5'6 and 5'8, so pitchers have had trouble finding the strike zone on him. And unfortunately for him, they plunked him seven times. After a brief timeout by Williams, the 2-2 pitch is on the way, and it swung on and missed. Williams strikes out to start tonight's festivities. And up comes Scott Oda, who's had a difficult time so far in St. Lucie. In four games, he's just 1-for-15. He's a player drafted in 2019 who has missed a lot of time since being drafted out of Illinois Chicago, as this pitch misses up high from Abel. One-oh, check swing, high fastball at 90, two balls, no strikes. We're just underway in Daytona, no score, one out, nobody on. Started a minute early. Fine by me. Pitch high again. Oh, a high strike at 82. Just didn't get it over. No automated ball strike system tonight or at all in this series. Home plate umpire Davian Fry calling all the pitches himself. And this pitch misses up. Of course, normally in a Grapefruit League ballpark, which this is not, we would have a challenge system going tonight. That will return next week at Clover Park. 3-1 pitch is fouled back, and it's a full count. Oda yesterday from the leadoff spot, 0-for-5 with the strikeout. Mets offense has largely struggled in this series. 3-2 pitch on the way, and this is cranked foul. That will go off the Mets clubhouse roof, bound out towards the picnic tables where I'm sure bus driver Ed is sitting. Hopefully he didn't get dinged on the head. 3-2 pitch coming to Oda again, and he will hit this one foul off the end of his mat. Will roll slowly out towards the third base coach's box. Aaron Gilbert Gomez will pick it up. Good battle here between Abel and Oda. Another 3-2 pitch on the way, and it's taken high for ball four. Oda works a one-out walk. We'll head down to first base. This is the fourth game for Abel. He last appeared for Daytona on May 6th at Palm Beach. Out of the bullpen, struggled. Gave up three hits and five runs in one inning. Four walks did not help his cause. Alfredo Lara the batter, and he will check his swing. Does not matter. It's a called strike. Been a tough series for Lara. Only two hits in three games. Batting second in the previous two. As this ball's grounded deep to third. Collier will go to second for one. The throw from Jorge is going to be in time for a double play. And Lara's struggles continue as he hits into the 5-4-3 inning-ending twin killing. Good turn by Collier and Jorge. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on, as Abel faces the minimum in the top of the first. Saul Garcia makes the start for the St. Lucie Mets on the other side of the break.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed right here at Clover Park on Saturdays throughout the 2023 season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Purchase your tickets now at the box office or stluciemets.com. Fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all.
All Smiles Dentistry is a locally owned and operated dental practice with five convenient Treasure Coast locations. At All Smiles Dentistry, we are proud to announce that we now offer a five-year warranty on most services at no extra charge. As always, we are committed to providing the highest quality dental care for you and your entire family. Call 888 888- SMILE 07 today for details and a no obligation consultation. That's 888 SMILE 07.
The world-famous Dollar Night is back with a twist in 2023. Every Thursday at Clover Park, fans can enjoy $1 Bud Light drafts at the concession stands or $2 16-ounce bottles of Bud and Bud Light, hot dogs for just $2, and soda and popcorn for just $1. Now, where are you going to find a better deal than that? Dollar Night is the St. Lucie tradition that is always a steal of a deal. That's Dollar Night, every Thursday home game during the St. Lucie Mets season. Let's go, Mets, and let's go Dollar Night.
Now, let's get back to the action.
Sal Garcia getting the ball for the Mets. They will face Hector Rodriguez, Carlos Jorge, and Cam Collier. This will be a good test early for the Mets as Daytona's offense wants to keep it rolling from its big game yesterday. Here's Hector Rodriguez. Former St. Lucie Met waits on the first pitch, and it's going to be lashed in the left field for a base hit. Well, right away, first pitch, Daytona has a hit. Wasting no time. Well, it's been a Jekyll and Hyde season for Sal Garcia, the Met starter, when it comes to pitching home and away. Some stark differences. As he faces Carlos Jorge, this is a batter the Mets must control better if they want to win a game, because he was running crazy on him. Like Hulk Hogan, what's going to happen when he runs wild on you? Nothing good for the Mets. He went 3-for-4 yesterday, scored 3 runs, hit a triple, drove in a run, stole 3 bases, did it all. And he fouls off this pitch. It's 1-1. All right, Sal Garcia at home this inning, this year. 2 games, 7 innings, 1 hit, no runs, 8 strikeouts. Opponents hitting 0-45 against him. On the road, 3 appearances, 2 losses, and 11.12 ERA. Oh, that is day and night, black and white, however you want to slice it. Throws over to first to check in on Rodriguez, and he'll throw over again. So that's 2. I'd expect to see more of that tonight for the Mets, using up the allotment of step-offs. Maybe some throws from catcher Brandon Villalobos down to first, doing something to try to control this running game. As this ball is pulled foul, heads up in the Mets' bullpen. They scatter. One hop, hard ground ball comes their way. Everybody's all right. 1-2 on Jorge. Garcia peeks over his shoulder. Rodriguez looks like he might run this time. He's not. Pitches down and in, a fastball at 92. So he's used the allotment of the disengagements. He's thrown over twice, can't do it again. But you know what he can do? He can look over his shoulder. He can use up all the pitch clock. At least do something to keep Rodriguez going as the pitch comes home and it's inside. Throw down to first base. The tag. He's out. Wow. What happened there? The batter, Jorge, thinks it's ball 4. I think Rodriguez might have thought it was ball 4, too. He stopped and went again. And he got thrown out. Now, it is a caught stealing. It was not ball 4. Jorge is going to use his timeout here. So confusion, at least by the batter. But a good sign for the Mets that Villalobos just threw out Hector Rodriguez trying to steal second. Now, he's off the bases. The leadoff single is erased. It's a full count. Breaking ball swung on and missed, and a fist pump from Garcia. He's on consecutive pitches. He records outs. Trying to think of, you know, what Rodriguez was doing. He should have just gone. He got a big lead. He started and he stopped. Garcia at that point could have stepped off and tried to pick him off. And if he did, he would have, and it would not have been a violation. As this pitch is in the dirt and actually popped up and hit our umpire, Fry. Again, you can disengage for a third time as a pitcher from the rubber and avoid the balk if you get the pickoff. Rodriguez was so far off of first base that he would have been picked off. Garcia threw home anyways. Here's a ground ball to first. It'll be taken by Salazar to the bag. He beats Cam Collier there, and the inning is over. So both pitchers erase a base runner. Daytona on a double play ball. The Mets on a caught stealing. So the minimum faced by both in the first. We'll go to the second. No score.
Every Saturday this season, the St. Lucie Mets will be sporting custom-themed jerseys that fans can bid on. Each jersey benefits a different local charity and will be autographed by the player who is wearing it. To bid on jerseys, please visit stluciemets.com/auction. And don't forget to join us for each of our themed nights. You can find the full list at stluciemets.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Dr. Michael C. Solomon is a doctor who cares and always puts his patients first. He's a board-certified surgeon with over 16 years of experience. He has a great medical staff that's compassionate and knowledgeable. If you're in pain or suffer extreme discomfort from kidney stones, prostate or bladder problems, erectile dysfunction, or any other urological problems, call Solomon Urology. Dr. Solomon offers the most current medical and surgical alternatives to resolve your urologic problems.
Let's go back to the field.
Ten-minute first inning. And Jacob Reimer will lead off the second. No score. A great improvement for the Mets there with Garcia getting that caught stealing. Well, it's Villalobos doing the work. Throwing out Hector Rodriguez at second base, and then Garcia with a strikeout and ground out. So important after the Mets were run wild on last night to get that first base runner caught stealing. Set a good tone. Now Reimer will take a first pitch ball from Kevin Abel. Reimer hit a double last night, singled as well, got hit by a pitch. On base 3 out of 5 times. He had basically the game-winning homer on Tuesday. Also a hard hit out last night, so he's had a nice little series here. Takes a strike. It's 1-1 from Abel. And then a breaking ball laid in at 84, strike two. Mets for the first time in the series wearing their orange jersey tops with the Florida Mr. Met on the left chest. Blue numbers on the front and back. Gray pants as Reimer takes a pitch in the dirt. Daytona going with their Marvel Defenders of the Diamond jerseys. It's basically a layered jersey with a beige tannish top part of the jersey and the hulking Tortuga Turtle. As this pitch is a called third strike on the corner. And Reimer caught looking. So every team that participates in Marvel Defenders of the Diamond program has their own unique logo, including the Mets. We have our own, which will be unveiled. I think it might already be unveiled, but we'll wear those jerseys on June 10th. So it's not necessarily a Marvel character like a Mets wore the Black Panther jerseys earlier this year. So Daytona's got this unique hulking turtle on the front of their jerseys. Pretty neat. And then the bottom portion of the jersey is a light blue, like the Atlantic Ocean. And Daytona's color scheme. Pretty cool. 2-0 pitch to Tilly, and he hits it high and deep to center. Wind blowing it back. And it's going to be caught by Rodriguez, about a foot short of the warning track. Two down. Tillian gave it a ride. We do have a friendly breeze for the hitters tonight, blowing out to center and left. It's accidentally in. Looks like he just missed the sweet spot. That's also about as dead center as he can hit it. Deepest part of the park, 400 to straightaway center. Two down and Salazar at the plate. No score in the second. He takes a called strike. Salazar hit a two-run double yesterday, 2-for-4. That's scored in the eighth inning as this ball is fouled away. Mets were down 7-0 yesterday, scored 3 in the eighth to make it look closer than it really was. Salazar part of that. Swings and misses at the curveball and strikes out. So Kevin Abel, 6 batters faced. He's got 6 outs, 3 strikeouts, and a double play ball. His plus 9 ERA is shrinking by the batter. We'll go to the home second, no score.
Best tailgate, brisket.
No, real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and wings, dude, subs.
Hot dogs.
Chili dog.
No, Dodger dog.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Now you talk burgers.
7-layer dip. Ribs.
No contest.
Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And an ice-cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke, come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day.
Race day.
Calls for Coke.
You know it.
Grab yourself a Coke.
It's tailgate 101.
If you're a Mets fan or a baseball fan 55 years or older, you're invited to become a member of the world-famous Silver Sluggers. What are the perks? How about free admission to all Tuesday games, a free hot dog every Tuesday, and an exclusive Silver Slugger t-shirt, all for just $35. Join the nearly 1,000-strong Silver Sluggers who root on the Mets from Clover Park every Tuesday. It's a golden opportunity for the golden age.
Today begins a new journey. Not only will you learn something new and elevate your opportunities, but you'll also discover your purpose.
I'm finding a way to serve my community at Indian River State College.
My nursing degree will go to work where it's needed most.
Using my hands, I can make a dream career come true.
Start a new life-changing chapter with Indian River State College. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
This is Jet Williams, and you're listening to St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Notice that one of the between innings pieces of entertainment here at Jackie Robinson Ballpark is a chicken finger eating contest, as contestants wolf down chicken tenders from a local tender and fry place. I just can't imagine that they feel very good about that like an hour later. Here's a pitch inside. Did it hit Cade Hunter? It did. He showed bunt. On appeal, he did not go around. So hit by a pitch on the first pitch. Sal Garcia thought that Cade Hunter might have offered at it. He did not. So first pitch of the inning. Hit batter. Remember yesterday, Javier Atencio's first pitch of the game he threw. Hit a batter. Errol Almonte next. Very unique situation for Daytona tonight. I've never seen this before. As this pitch escapes to the back of the catcher's circle. Good job to corral it by Villalobos. Well, I thought that was to the backstop. Villalobos somehow knocked it down and found it, holding Hunter to first. There are 8 left-handed batters and 2 switch hitters in this lineup for Daytona tonight. And with Sal Garcia on the mound, the righty, that means every batter he faces is going to be left-handed. That is wild. Every batter, all 9. Huge lead for Hunter, not going, as the pitch misses inside. In case you're wondering if the Mets have any lefties on tap to pitch tonight, really the only lefty you would think is Luke Bartnicki. They used lefty Brian Gursky out of the bullpen last night, and Javier Atencio started last night. Those are the only 2 other lefties. So Daytona should not have to worry about a long-term matchup in this game. Lefty versus lefty. Also, Bartnicki threw an inning on Tuesday night. So really, he's unlikely to pitch anyways. There should not be matchup issues for the Tortuga side. Throw to first. Whoa! Salazar caught it. down to a knee. I think he had trouble seeing that ball as the sun sets over the third base grandstands. He's got his hat pulled down, his sunglasses on, and he's still using his right hand to shade his eyes. Hunter's running, pitches outside. Villalobos cannot pull the ball out of his mitt. We've seen this often this year. For whatever reason, the Mets catchers have a lot of trouble with the simple pulling the ball out of the mitt. And it's happened countless times. You can't throw at a base runner if you cannot pull the ball out of the mitt into your throwing hand. So a stolen base for Hunter. 3-1 pitches, hit back up the middle. Diving slide by Jet Williams. Throws to first and gets the out. Welcome back to the lineup, Jet Williams. An outstanding play at short as he dives on the artificial turf, slides into the pie slice, gets the ball, whips it to first. Great throw. And retires Almonte for the first out of the inning. Cade Hunter went down to third base on the play. But a great stop by Jet Williams prevents a run. Infield coming in now as Victor Acosta is at the plate. One out, runner on third, no score in the bottom of the second inning. First pitch, a called strike, a changeup in the outside corner. Garcia is a primary fastball slider pitcher, and his slider, it's almost like a sweeper. There it is, and it's cranked foul, and again, the Mets bullpen will have to scatter. So nothing in two on Acosta. Pitches outside of the backstop. Here we go again as Garcia's going to cover home. Ball pops out of his glove, and he did not get it in time anyways as Hunter scores. That is the fourth time in this series Daytona has scored from third base on a wild pitch. Incredible. I mean, Villalobos had no shot. That pitch was so far high and outside. If it had been a right-handed batter, it would have been behind him. Well, a hit batter, stolen base, wild pitch scoring a run. It's all too familiar for the Mets as this ball fouls off of Villalobos. Slowly gets up. Well, looked like he caught it maybe on the inner thigh. One of the constant themes in this series has been Daytona scoring runs on non-hits. As Villalobos is going to require some medical attention here. And Gilbert Gomez is coming out. Virginia Gibbs, Gigi the trainer, coming out as well as Fernando, still in a crouch off to the third base line, slowly getting up. So 1-0 Daytona, one out, nobody on base. It looks like Villalobos will continue. He's just going to need a few extra moments here. Yeah, the Mets, they've got to get this cleaned up. Pitchers have to hit the mitt. Catchers got to knock balls down. Just way, way too many free runs in this series. Just defeating themselves consistently. And we still wait as Villalobos, not really in much of a discussion right now, just kind of standing, trying to collect himself. As everybody else just stands and waits. Looks like we have a good crowd tonight in Daytona. I think it'll top last night's Thirsty Thursday crowd. I heard that there was quite an experience down there in the bullpen for those guys at the Budweiser bullpen bar. Some fans being asked to leave. All part of the experience. Not the first St. Lucie Met team to have to deal with that. Certainly won't be the last. Everybody back in position and we can resume. 1-2 pitches fouled away. Boy, we had several stoppages yesterday for nicked up players. Catchers took a beating. multiple times. The umpire, Alex Lawry, got hit. Two Mets pitchers got hit. As this ball is sliced foul, stays 1-2 on Acosta. Who pitch home is grounded to second. Charging in is Tillian. He'll shuffle it with his glove in time. Wow, Junior Tillian with the glove, flipping it underhand to Salazar at first base to retire Acosta. That's one way to combat Daytona speed. Forget, don't even throw the ball with your hand. Throw it with the mitt. That was very impressive by Tillian, charging immediately on the turf to get to that ball. And the underhand flip didn't have a lot of mustard on it. Good enough. Two outs and Yerlin Confidant is up as this pitch is high. Yesterday, Daytona had 6 infield hits, which is something you would not think is possible given that this is a artificial surface and the ball moves fast. And some of those were just unlucky for the Mets, but some they just have to learn to play faster. And that was a great example by Tillian, dialing it up, not waiting for that ball to get to him. Eschewing the throw with his throwing arm. Faster, faster, faster. That's got to be a theme for the Mets as they carry on in this series. Time called. That was by Villalobos. So the clock is reset. 3-0 pitch coming to Confidant, and he will hit it deep left field, slicing foul. Got out of the park. It's only 317 to the left field pole. 3 balls and a strike. Daytona has a run across in this inning as Cade Hunter was hit by a pitch, stole second, went to third on the ground out, and scored on a wild pitch. 3-1 pitch. Confidant will take it right down the middle. Fastball at 93. It's a full count. Payoff. Grounded in front of home plate. Picked up by Villalobos. Throws to first, inning over. Where that ball pounded off the plate and rolled about 3 inches in front. Easy play for Villalobos and a good bounce back from Garcia. His first pitch hit a batter. He paid the price for that but got the next three in order. It is 1-0 Daytona at the end of two.
The baseball season may start in St. Lucie, Florida, but with an average temperature of 77 degrees, 21 miles of pristine beaches, more than 20 world-class golf courses, and miles of lush nature trails, there's something for the whole family to enjoy. St. Lucie is home to year-round warm sunshine, blue skies, and turquoise blue water, so there's never a bad time to plan your next vacation. Visit stlucie.com/Mets to get started. St. Lucie, Florida, where the season never ends.
The Mets are proud to offer affordable and flexible ticket packages so fans of all ages and families of all sizes can see the Mets of the future at Clover Park. Stop by the ticket office or stlucymets.com to purchase single game tickets, 10 game flex plans, or group tickets, all for a low cost. General admission tickets start at just $10. Purchase our 10 game flex pack, which features 10 undated tickets for only $80. We'll see you at Clover Park in 2023.
Tomorrow's a big day. It's the reason you kissed the kids and got in the cab this morning. It's why they invented energy drinks. It's why you joined Toastmasters and floss religiously. Tomorrow's why you haven't eaten dairy or broccoli in a week. If it weren't for tomorrow, those business cards you order would seem kind of silly. Tomorrow's big. And at Hilton Garden Inn, we know every big day will go much better with a perfect night before. When tomorrow's a big day, stay HGI tonight.
You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Yes, you are on a warm but pleasant Friday night in Daytona Beach, Florida. Mets find themselves down 1-0 in the top of the third. Kevin Abel, six batters faced through two. Starts with ball one to Dairon Campos. Campos takes a slider outside at 80, and it's 2-0. Campos off yesterday. He went 0-for-2 with the walk and two strikeouts on Wednesday, and then was pulled for a pinch hitter as the tying run in the ninth. Pulled for lightly used Luis Castillo. He pops one up on the infield, this one right to the mound. Abel's going to stand underneath it, give way to the second baseman, Jorge. Potter about 10 feet past the mound. Campos out on the pop-up. One away in the third. And Fernando Villalobos will come up. Daytona scoring that run in the second inning. Tortugas have now scored the first run in all four games in this series. Remember, there was a time there where the Mets, I believe, scored first in five straight games, five out of six. That was against Clearwater, but I don't know how that turned out eventually. When the opponent scores first, the Mets are 4-15. As this pitch is a ball high. But 3-5 on the road. So the Mets have only scored first in a third of their games. Fly ball on the infield again. Foul territory, caught by Collier. Third baseman running in, calling off the catcher, Hunter. And Villalobos is out. And we come to the nine man, the aforementioned Luis Castillo, who started the year on the St. Lucie Mets active roster, was taken off the roster to make room for Yerel Martinez. And then brought back on the roster last week. And he takes ball one in the dirt. Castillo, 1-for-13 in seven games with the Mets. Three walks, five strikeouts. Takes this one low. Mets offense has been in a funk up here in Daytona. Against the Tortugas pitching staff, which ranked pretty low in this league. And some pitchers who have struggled this season for Daytona who are vastly improving their statistics in this series. Strike at the knees, and it's 3-1 on Castillo. He was taking all the way. When he pinch hit for Campos as the tying run two nights ago, he did draw a walk. 3-1, he will draw another walk, which is up high. Showed a good eye, not expand the strike zone. And the top of the third will continue for Jet Williams. First time through the order, Mets were hitless. Oda and Castillo drew walks. Everybody else recorded an out. Three strikeouts and a double play ball. Jet struck out. Might take him a while to warm back up. You're missing close to a week of ball. First pitch, breaking ball, in for a strike. One nothing Daytona, two outs, tying run on first base. Castillo, long strides, a big lead off of first base. He's got the sliding mitt on his right arm. He's not running as Williams takes a strike at the knees on the outside corner. And a look back to Fry. He'll be asking, was that a strike because it was on the black or at the knees? Probably both. Well placed by Kevin Abel. 0-2 pitch, Castillo's running, it's high for a ball. Hunter's throw to second base, skips in to center field. Oh, nope, popped up right in the pie slice. Castillo safely steals second. That ball deflected off the shortstop, Acosta. Popped straight up and landed just behind second base. Castillo, the walk in a stolen base, productive. Now Chip Williams will look for the tying hit. Breaking ball high, and it's 2-2. Abel set, holding the glove and ball belt high, throws the pitch home. Strike three. Williams can't believe it. He's shaking his head. Frustration. He thought that was low. Was it? No, it was borderline. Could have gone either way. Two strikes. Got to pull the trigger. Williams 0 for 2. Two strikeouts. The Mets strand Castillo on second base. Remains 1-0 Daytona in the middle of the third. We're listening to the St. Louis Mets Baseball Network.
Hi, I'm Chief John Bolduc of the Port St. Lucie Police Department. The City Council voted to reduce the speed limit in all of our residential neighborhoods. The police department's going to be taking part in this to help educate the drivers. Then we will be enhancing our enforcement actions in residential neighborhoods.
Can you drive the speed limit? Because I walk in the dark to my bus stop.
I walk to school and you drive to work.
My friends and I like to play ball in the yard.
I like to walk my dog.
Keep up with the St. Lucie Mets this season by following our social channels. Use the handle at St. Lucie Mets to find us on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. There you will find the latest and greatest Mets content, like exclusive videos, game highlights, the inside scoop on Clover Park promotions, team information, weather updates, and more. Find us on Facebook at facebook.com/St. Lucie Mets. And make sure to visit stluciemets.com, too. It's all happening on social this season, so follow along and don't be left out.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
This is development coach Reagan Saunier, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
8-9-1 going to bat for Daytona in the third. Sal Garcia's first pitch is a ball outside to Andrew Salcedo. He's getting his first start of this series. Just his eighth appearance on the year for Daytona. He's 5-for-22. As Garcia gets a ground ball to third. Gloved by Castillo. Throws to first in time. Nice play by Castillo. He had it positioned perfectly. Shaded more towards shortstop. One away. And Garcia's retired everybody on the ground. Sends plunking Hunter on the first pitch of the second. Michelle Triana at the plate. Triana, his 25th game, only hitting 167. A repeater in the Florida State League. He takes this pitch for a strike. It's 12-for-72. Does have four doubles and a triple. So an extra base hit threat when he does get a hit. He fouls this one away, and it's nothing and two. Triana was ushered in the game. Yesterday he replaced Cam Collier, who was yanked by manager Julio Murillo yesterday after he broke his bat in a strike three, slamming it into the ground and then snapping it over his knee. And player development people don't want folks doing that. Fine for Bo Jackson in the 80s, but don't need a top prospect hurting himself. So 0-2 on Triana. And he swings and misses at the fastball. Garcia strikes him out. Second strikeout for Garcia. 2-up, 2-down in the third. We go back to the top, and Hector Rodriguez is the only hit in the ballgame. Single on the first pitch in the first. He was then erased on a caught stealing. 1-0 Tortugas. As Garcia pitches from the stretch, and a bunt shown, and a called strike, though it was retracted by Rodriguez. That will draw the attention of Castillo at third, charging in. 1-1. Swing and a miss on a fastball outside, 6 inches off. Because the Mets are facing a lefty every at bat, the third base side is really wide open. As Castillo, and he's almost playing shortstop. Jets at the top of the pie slice, just away from the white line, which is fouled away into the stands. Stays nothing and two. Sal Garcia throwing a lot of strikes this inning. The 0-2. It's a foul ball. Another pitch that was a good bit off the plate, but Rodriguez nicked it off the very end of the bat to stay alive. Garcia resting his mitt on his thigh. Set for the 0-2 again. Breaking ball off the plate. Rodriguez lets that one go. Ball one. Interesting, the Mets outfield has Rodriguez shaded for an opposite field ball. A lot of space in right center. Ground ball underneath the mitt of Garcia into center field. A base hit for Rodriguez. He's going to try for two. Here's the throw. It's late. Wow, what a run by Hector Rodriguez. Ground ball rolled through to center field. Campos didn't get to it fast enough to prevent a double. And we talk about Mets needed to play fast. It looked like a rather routine single. Rodriguez busting it out of the gates. Reaches second base. He really went down and dug that ball out. That was an off-balance swing. He muscles it under the glove of Garcia. And into center field. Squirrel. He's back. Squirrel. He ran up the netting again right in front of the broadcast booth. About 3 feet away. Woo. You get heart palpitations seeing that squirrel. He's going to launch himself into this booth one day. That's going to really set me off. There's a pitch for a strike on the corner for Jorge. Well, last night, the squirrel appeared a little bit later in the game. We never saw him again. I saw him pregame. He's got to have a little nest underneath the bleachers here on the hunt for peanuts. Breaking ball just off the plate to Jorge. Ball and a strike count. Two down. Runner at second. Daytona leads by one in the third. Victor Rodriguez having a really nice series against his former team. Two hits yesterday, two hits today. Ground ball, right side, into right field, the base hit for Jorge. Rodriguez is coming to the plate. The throw will be late as Villalobos meets it up the line. It's an RBI single for Jorge. And Rodriguez scores to make it 2-0. So shades of yesterday, and the Mets would get two outs, and then the inning would start to unravel. Oh, a hustle double followed by a sharp single on the ground into right. Cam Collier will come to the plate. Jorge, I'm going to guess, will try to steal quick early in this at-bat. He's not running as this pitch is home for ball one to Collier. Wow, Carlos Jorge, what a player. Again on base 5 times yesterday, 3 runs, 3 stolen bases, a couple of runs driven in. This pitch misses in. Correction, 1 run driven in. Second pitch to Collier is a strike. It's 1-1. Pitch home. It's low, 2-1. Now, the way Villalobos is set up in his crouch, he's kind of shifted and twisted his hips slightly open so he can basically prepare himself for a quicker release. Now, he's ready to pop off. Jorge runs. Jorge's lead is bigger. He's going. Pitch is lashed into left center field for a base hit. Jorge doesn't know where it went. He stopped at second. He's going to get to third as the relay throw from Oda comes into Jet. Now, three consecutive hits with two outs in the third inning. This one by Collier sets up runners at the corners. Well, as fast as Jorge is, he might have been able to score on that base hit if he had known where the ball went. He was stealing on the pitch, got a great jump, stopped at second, looked around for the ball. It was rolling out to Oda in left, and he ran to third base but had to stop there. And if he sees that the whole way, I'm guessing he'd get the green light. Cade Hunter is up now. Three straight two-out hits for the Tortugas. They're threatening for a multi-run inning. And this pitch is off the plate to Cade Hunter. And this is extremely reminiscent of yesterday's game, particularly in the eighth inning after the Mets had somewhat gotten back into the game. Had a quick two outs in the bottom of the eighth, and then the dam broke. Garcia's 1-0 pitch misses outside. You have to tip the cap to the Daytona offense. These guys have come to hit basically starting Wednesday night. Mets shut them down on Tuesday, held them to an RBI ground out and a solo home run, but they've really taken off like a rocket ship last three games now. Swing and a miss by Hunter, and it's 2-1. It is hard to produce offense when the first two batters make outs. Daytona is finding ways. Two-one pitch. That one misses down and away. I think one of the keys to Daytona is players aren't trying to do too much. They're looking for contact. They're getting good contact. But these do not appear to be guys swinging from their heels. 3-1, dangerous pitch coming here to Hunter, and it's over for a strike. Hunter was ready to throw the bat aside. High slider, high in the strike zone, draws the Bluebirds from the fans. Full count, two outs. Collier on first will be running. Pitch comes home, outside for ball four. Two up, two down, four in a row reach. And now Garcia in big trouble here. Already letting one run across. Dan McKinney will come out to the mound. The Mets are going to start getting activity going in the bullpen. Very surprising because Garcia was absolutely cruising. He'd retired five in a row until Rodriguez hit a double. Keep in mind, this is the second time through the order. They've all gotten on base. Daytona is making the adjustments. Garcia is going to have to figure out how to attack these guys the second time through if he wants to last. Batter due to hit is Errol Almonte. Reminder, fans, we will be back on Bally Live next week, starting a 12-game, 13-day homestand. One of the two back-to-back homestands the Mets have on the schedule this season. It's going to be a very difficult homestand. Mets are playing Palm Beach first, second best record in the league, and then they play Clearwater, who has the best record in the league. Regardless of how it turns out on the field, we're going to have fun on the broadcast, that's for sure. Mound meeting over. Time is called by Villalobos, so right away out of the mound visit, not on the same page. That's disengagement number one. First pitch coming to Almonte, and it's way outside for a ball. Have to wonder about all the lefties that Garcia is facing. He likes to throw that slider that, you know, sweeps across the plate to righties. Are running away from the righties, but it's running into the bats on these lefties. He's trying to stay outside the best he can, but he just can't get it back over the plate. And this is wide again. 2-0. Nowhere to put Almonte. Grounded out in the second. problems with the fastball low for ball three. He's in danger of giving a free run away with the bases loaded walk. There's work to do to get back into this count. Pitch. Strike one. Late call by Fry. Did appear to be a good pitch. Just did get it over. A 3-1. Foul back. Full count. At this stage now, if Garcia could get out of the inning with just the one run allowed, it'd be a win for the Mets side. The 3-2 to Almonte. He swings and misses. Sal Garcia comes back from 3-0 with the bases loaded to strike out Almonte on a pitch that looked like it was out of the zone. So some good and bad there for each team. Daytona records two quick outs. They get a run anyways. But it could have been a lot worse for the Mets. The damage is just one. And Daytona will take a 2-0 lead to the fourth.
Hey, baseball fans.
Well, that really surprised me.
If you're not watching MLB Tonight every night, you're missing something.
I don't know if I've ever seen that happen.
With live look-ins and highlights from every game, plus breakdowns from TV's best analysts, MLB Tonight goes around the league to bring you the whole picture.
I've never seen a night like this.
Don't miss MLB Tonight every night on MLB Network. Go to findmlbnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Hey kids, want to have fun at Clover Park this summer? Go ask Mom and Dad to let you join Clutch's Kids Crew. Kids Club members get special perks like free admission to Friday and Sunday games and a free popcorn both days. Plus, kids get a membership card, a Kids Club t-shirt, and access to exclusive player meet and greets. Clutch's Kids Crew is available to all kids 14 and under for the low, low cost of $25. Sign up today at Clover Park.
Tutto Fresco Restaurant and Patio Grill, located at the entrance to PGA Village, offers regional Italian cuisine accompanied by an extensive selection of wine and spirits. We feature traditional Italian recipes from various regions of Italy, celebrating our owner's family heritage. Our goal is to provide an authentic Italian dining experience with uncompromising service. Tutto Fresco, a slice of Italy in the heart of the Treasure Coast.
Let's rejoin the voice of the Mets, Adam McDonald.
Top of the third, fourth rather, as this pitch comes up high and almost hits Scott Oda. Kevin Abel has a two-run cushion now. He walked Oda in the first. He's not giving up a hit as this one is fouled away. Ryan Cardona, the starting pitcher for Daytona on Wednesday, did not give up any hits in four innings. Abel trying to match that. Daytona, I was told by their broadcaster Brennan, does not have a starting pitcher who has gone six innings this year. The Mets only have one. Felipe De La Cruz went six innings one time. That's kind of the way life is in the minors, at least at this level now. This pitch is swung on and missed by Oda. Expanded pitching staffs, trying to take care of the young arms, limit innings, pitch counts. It's rare that a game goes by with just two or three pitchers used. Oda slashes one into left field, the base hits. On the ground, left side, got it by Collier. And the Mets have the leadoff man on in the fourth. Oda's now reached twice. Good start for St. Lucie in the road half of the fourth inning. That brings up Wilfredo Lara, who hit into a double play in the first inning. Abel from the stretch throws one outside at 82. Abel drafted 2 years ago by Cincinnati in the seventh round out of Oregon State. Same college that produced former St. Lucie Mets star Michael Conforto. Runner goes. The throw to get Oda. Safe. Not in time. The throw was high. Oda got his left foot in there. Ahead of the tag by Jorge. Again, it's Cade Hunter catching, not Logan Tanner and his rocket arm. That's taking advantage of a night where the top catcher for Daytona not in the lineup. Again, Tanner caught the first three games and took a foul ball off the throat yesterday. Somehow stayed in, so we knew he'd be likely to sit today. While our fouls went away. Two balls, two strikes. Castillo stole second base in the third inning, so the Mets 2-for-2 in that department. Foul ball straight back to the screen. Remains two balls and two strikes. Lara, this is his 10th game. He's 10-for-32, but most of that damage was done last week against Jupiter. He had 8 hits in that series. He's got 2 in this series. And he takes this pitch just off the plate. Close. Full count. Payoff pitch. Strike 3. Right down the pike. Lara took it like a slider. Could not pull the trigger. Either didn't know what was coming or thought it was going to be a definite ball. And he slams his bat in the dugout as he enters. Jacob Reimer up now. Mets likely need some kind of hit now to get Oda in this inning unless he tries to steal third. Reimer takes one high. And goes back to situational hitting. Get that runner to second. Nobody out. Want to at least have the next batter move that guy over to third base. Make life a little easier on a scuffling offense. Reimer takes the pitch high. Again, the Mets won 3-2 on Tuesday. Everybody feels good about the win, of course. And they held a one-run lead from the second inning through the ninth, which is a great feat for this team. Kind of wash over the fact that the only runs came on a two-run homer and a solo homer. The offense didn't get going at all on Wednesday until the ninth inning. And they got a couple of runs, and they didn't get it going until the eighth inning yesterday. I'd like to see that offense spark earlier. Put some pressure on this Tortugas team, which basically has led for, say, 90% of the time Wednesday, Thursday, and tonight. Reimer takes a strike, top of the zone. It's 3-1. Content to take that all the way. Reimer struck out looking in the second. Abel's pitch is slugged into left field, but that's going to hook foul. That was a frozen rope. Not foul by a lot. 5 feet, maybe. Exit velo 107. Just a hair out in front. Full count. I have to like that swing, though. Level swing right on the fastball. Abel's 3-2 pitch is swung on and missed. Abel comes back from 3-0 to strike out Reimer. And after Oda singled and stole second with no outs, next two strikeout. Oda's still up there in scoring position for Tillian. Hit one to deep center. Was retired on a flyout by Rodriguez. There he is for his second at-bat against Abel. He takes a slider for a strike on the corner. Tortugas lead 2-0. Mets trying to get one back. here in the top of the fourth. Abel's pitch is popped into shallow right field. Going back is Jorge. He's got it. Over his shoulder. That retires Tillian, and the Mets squander a good scoring chance. Oda on second, nobody out. He is stranded right there. Abel is through four scoreless innings, just like the previous three Daytona starters. He's now a third straight Daytona starter with at least four scoreless. We'll go to the home fourth. It's 2-0 Daytona.
To those of you on the front lines and in the back of the house, making it work, but wanting to make a change for the better, at Indian River State College, we make change possible with affordable, sensible, expertly taught degree programs. Earn a bachelor's degree, associate's degree, or certificate in the trades in over 100 programs. The change you want is within your reach. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Orange and blue will look good on you, and you can find those colors at the Clover Park Fan Shop. Hats, jerseys, t-shirts, polos, shorts, sweatshirts, plus collectibles, and plenty more. Anything a casual or diehard Mets fan could want can be found in the Fan Shop. The Fan Shop is open on game days starting at 3 p.m. Tuesday to Saturday and 10 a.m. on Sunday. You can shop 24/7 online at stlucymets.com. Be sure to check back for special deals throughout the season. Now get shopping.
The biggest Mets fan is also the biggest fan of adventures in St. Lucie, Florida. Mr. Met wants your family to visit St. Lucie for epic home runs, eating hot dogs at the park, walking through art spaces, rounding the beaches, or just sliding into vacation bliss. Start planning now at visitstlucie.com/Mets. St. Lucie, Fort Pierce, Port St. Lucie, and Hutchinson Island, where the season never ends.
Now, let's get back to the action.
Adam McDonald back with you on a Friday night in Daytona. Mets down 2-0. Saul Garcia back to work in the bottom of the fourth, facing Victor Acosta. He's 0-1 at the ground out. This pitch is low. Saul Garcia, a rarity. He's a player with a dirty jersey and pants. And he's the pitcher. Comes the ball, the pitch, and it's fouled back by Acosta, 1-1. You missed the broadcast earlier in the week. This ballpark, Jackie Robinson Ballpark, it's all artificial surface except for the mound, the home plate circle, and the two bullpen mounds. Everything else is artificial. Even the warning tracks, the infield, the base paths, all artificial as Acosta gets tied up by a slider. So it's a rarity when a player, you know, gets dirt on their jerseys or their pants. It has to basically be a slide home. A 1-2 pitch is grounded foul. So you'll get it from position players or catchers, but rarely a pitcher. And that comes from the second inning when Garcia threw a wild pitch to the backstop, then went to cover home plate on the ricochet. And he slid down trying to make the catch. Got his pants dirty. Pitch is high. And it's 2-0. Yesterday, Carlos Jorge for Daytona, he was a filthy mess. And sliding into home plate multiple times. 2-2 pitch. And it's a sweeping breaking ball at the feet on ball three. Just another oddity here in Daytona. No other place like it in the Florida State League. Payoff pitch coming to Acosta, and he will take strike three right down the middle. Leadoff man retired. That's the fourth strikeout for Garcia. Acosta now 0-2. Confidant will come up. Good news for Garcia is the bottom half of the order. 5-9. Hitless. 0-7. Including Confidant. Grounded out to Villalobos. First time up. And he fouls this one away towards the Mets' dugout. The Mets dugout, by the way, cannot fit everybody. It's a tiny little dugout, and it's deep into the ground. It is really dug out. You have to climb steps, steep steps, as this pitch misses. But they did draw painted lines past both sides of the dugout, basically extending the dugout, giving players folding chairs. They are not under the covers of of the dugout roof. There's no roof. Here's a ball smoked into center field. Long run for Lahr. It's over his head, bouncing off the wall. It stays in play, and Yerling Confidant will stop at second with the one-out double. Best struck ball of the night. If that hit had any height to it, it would have sailed right out of the park. 105 off the bat. Launch angle 19 degrees. Hit it 396 feet. Right there off the middle of the warning track. So a double for Confidon. A lightly used player for Julio Murillo. Brings up Andrew Salcedo. Daytona trying to build on its 2-0 lead in the fourth as Salcedo takes the ball low. So with the Mets' small dugout on the first base side, because it's just a white chalk line drawn, you know, fielders can go in there unbeknownst to themselves if they don't know where the line is, but that is out of play. So if they go in there and they make a catch, it's out of play. They basically have to stop themselves short of the white line, reach their glove over, and make the catch. We've seen that over the years where a player tries to do that or accidentally fades inside that white line on the extended dugout, and it's ruled a dead ball. It's one of the more noticeable Daytona quirks. Ground ball back to Garcia. He looks to third, throws to first, gets the second out. Retires Salcedo. Confidant running on contact. There was no opportunity to get him. Comebackers have not been friendly to Mets pitchers in this series. We saw Christopher Vasquez the other day snatch a comebacker, didn't even realize he had it in his mitt. And by the time he figured out it was in his mitt, made a bad throw to first. Of course, yesterday Gursky had one hit off of him. Lancelotti went to field the ball, had the broken bat hit him. It has been a true test on comebackers for Mets pitchers this series, but Garcia handled it about as well as you could hope. First pitch, a strike to Triana. A chance for Garcia to pitch around a one-out double. Keep the Mets down two. This ball is smashed foul. Bound around in the Mets bullpen. And it's nothing and two on the nine-hitter. As Triana struck out in the third. Garcia trying to get him again. 0-2 pitch. Is pulled deep and foul. A one-handed flick by Triana. It's going to land off the roof of the Budweiser bullpen. Triana cranked one out of the park foul yesterday. Hit it about 390 feet straight down the line. O-2 pitch. He swings and misses. Garcia with a nice bounce-back inning in the fourth. No runs, one hit, no errors, one man stranded. Garcia strikes out two in the inning. He's up to five in the game. Solid effort to this point. He'll go to the fifth. It's still 2-0 Tortugas on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Looking for a great spot to celebrate your kid's birthday or Little League team? Look no further than Clover Park.
Celebrate the special occasion with the Mets. As a part of our Field of Dreams package, your Little League team can take the field with the Mets. The birthday package includes gifts and a visit from our mascot, Clutch. Field of Dreams packages and birthday parties cost an average of $20 or less per person. When visiting Clover Park, ask for me, Josh Sexton, and I'll fill you in on all the details. Let's go, Mets.
Hey, baseball fans, are you in the market for furniture? Well, guess what? It's your lucky day. That's right. Pull that ticket stub from your pocket and redeem it at Family Furniture and receive $250 worth of free furniture. Family Furniture is a local family-owned and operated company that's been furnishing the Treasure Coast and the Palm Beaches for well over a decade. Family Furniture specializes in bedrooms, living rooms, dining rooms, mattresses, patio, and much, much more. Limit one per household and cannot be combined with any other offers. Make Family Furniture your home base for all your furniture needs.
Let's go back to the field.
New pitcher for Daytona. Maybe that'll turn the Mets' offensive fortunes around, as it's Jonathan Harmon delivering the first pitch fastball out of the zone to Eduardo Salazar. We're in the fifth. It's 2-0 Tortugas. Game four of this series. Daytona leads the series 2-1. Salazar takes a pitch low. A low strike, rather. It's 1-1. Harmon, a righty, throws this pitch too high. 2-1. So Kevin Abel came in with a 9.5 ERA, lowers it to 5.91. Four scoreless, one-hit innings. Two walks and six strikeouts. Salazar fouls one away. Ari Fronson came in with an 8.36 ERA yesterday. He lowered it over two full runs by firing 4 2/3 shutout innings. Previous starter, Ryan Cardona, no-hit the Mets for his four innings. And Salazar fouls one away. Mets have really struggled against Daytona's starting pitcher this year. If you recall the first three games of the season against Daytona, the Mets did not score runs against the starting pitchers either. You got to get to the bullpen then, right? It's a good thing the game is still close as this pitch misses. Yeah, opening night for Daytona, Lyon Richardson, who was on the 40-man roster for the Reds, that's really not a fair matchup. Three scoreless innings with seven strikeouts. As we wait on the 3-2 pitch, and Salazar fouls it off. The next night, Chris McIlvain, four no-hit innings. And the following game, the third game, Jared Lyons, four shutout innings. McIlvain, I think, will pitch later in the series. Lyons was placed on the injured list today. Salazar, after fouling that ball off, went down in a tumble. I think he fouled it off his right foot, which would be his back foot, and he's going to need some medical attention. He's having a tough time putting full weight on that right foot. Gigi out to visit him, Gilbert Gomez as well. The starters this series for Daytona, we just mentioned the first three, the previous three. Mason Pelio was the starter on the opening game, and he looked good. Five innings, three hits, two runs, took the loss. The only runs he allowed came on a two-run homer by Yarel Martinez. So really, this great starting pitching for Daytona against the Mets this season. Bullpen has not been nearly as good as the starters. Here's a ground ball hit hard to short. Acosta comes up with it. Sidearms to first and retires Salazar, who looked just fine running down the baseline. No noticeable limp. So Harmon retires him to start his outing. One away. Harmon, 22 years old, from Louisiana. Stayed in Louisiana to play his college ball at Northwestern State. 13th round pick last year. Big guy, 6'5", lanky, 195. Making his seventh appearance. First pitch of ball to Campos, second pitch of ball. He's one of those piggyback guys. He's appeared in six games with three starts. Daytona does that quite a bit, as Campos swings and misses at a fastball at 92. Two balls and a strike. Harmon pitched the second game of the season at St. Lucie. Out of the bullpen, gave up three runs and four hits in 3 2/3. Here's a poke into right center field. That's going to be caught on a dive by Rodriguez. Outstanding play by Hector Rodriguez. A sellout dive. And he takes a hit away from Campos. Highlight reel play. Tough out for Campos. That was do or die for Rodriguez. He had to run full speed. Left his feet like Superman. Well, I suppose he can't say Superman on Marvel night. Iron Man, I guess. And made the nice catch. Daytona's defense this series has been really good. Yesterday they took away several hits and potential runs from the Mets when that game was still in the balance. Villalobos takes a strike and swings and misses out a pitch. And it's nothing and two on the Mets catcher. Villalobos fouled out to his counterpart Hunter in his first at-bat in the third, so he's 0 for 1. 0-2 pitch from Harmon. Too high. Ball one. Harmon last pitched at Palm Beach on May 6th. A start. 3 2/3, 3 hits, 4 runs, 3 walks, and 4 strikeouts. A pedestrian start. Bounces this one away, and it's 2 balls, 2 strikes. His previous relief outing gave up 5 runs in 2 innings. So maybe that's something the Mets can hope to repeat. He's at Fort Myers. This ball is hit high in foul ground again by Villalobos. The first baseman this time, Triano, will make the catch. And that retires the side. Harmon with the 1-2-3 debut inning tonight. Mets have been blanked through the first 5. We've reached the halfway point tonight. The Tortugas lead the Mets 2-0.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Here, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, Hamburgers, Chicken Fingers, French Fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the Clover Park Concourse. Be sure to stop by the Corona Beach House in left field to grab a rum bucket or delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice cold beverage in hand and a full belly.
The St. Lucie Mets are back. The future stars of New York will be on display all spring and summer at Clover Park. Be there to experience the crack of the bat, the smell of the grass, and the delicious ballpark fare. Don't miss the world-famous Dollar Night every Thursday with $1 beer, soda, and popcorn, and $2 hot dogs. Catch the best fireworks show on the Treasure Coast on select Saturday nights. Tickets are on sale now. Visit stluciemets.com to get yours today. A day at Clover Park is a home run.
This is manager Gilbert Gomez, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
New pitcher on the mound for the St. Lucie Mets, and we welcome back Michael Krause to the team. He is on minor league rehab assignment. This will be his second game of this season, first with St. Lucie. He pitched for the Brooklyn Cyclones at Wilmington on May 9th. As this pitch is in for a strike. To Hector Rodriguez, 0-1 on Rodriguez. It's outside. So you can close the book on Garcia. 4 innings, 5 hits, 2 runs, 1 walk, and 5 strikeouts. 76 pitches, 46 strikes. Considering the offense that he's facing tonight, red hot after last night's game, that was a solid start. Maybe even better than solid. He will regret the wild pitch that scored a run, the cheapie in the second. And he will also probably regret that the First two batters in the third were retired, but he couldn't get through the inning without a run. As this ball is hit out to right, deep right, ranging back is Campos. He's got room. He's got the ball. And Rodriguez is retired. So a good time for Krause to come in and Garcia to depart. This would have been the third time through the order. The second time through the order against the top of the lineup. Did not go well for Garcia. Yeah, so really two unfortunate runs for Garcia, but he did get that huge strikeout of Almonte with the bases loaded after falling behind 3-0. That inning could have really gone even further downhill and maybe put the Mets out of contention tonight. But he held the rope. It's a term that I learned a long time ago from a former college basketball coach. Hold the rope. When things are going against you, don't let go and let it spiral out of control where you can't get it back. Hang on for dear life. Find a way to get through it. Hold on. And then live to fight for the next time. And that's what Garcia did there in the third. Swinging strike to Jorge. And then Krause gets one on the corner. Krause, an interesting story, was signed out of independent ball, Cleburne, the Atlantic Association, I believe, last year, and was assigned to St. Lucie. Mixed results in St. Lucie, but he quickly went up the ranks. Pitched for both Brooklyn and Binghamton. He was not on that playoff team for St. Lucie last year, but he did contribute in the second half. Check swing. Almonte went around. Strike three, or Jorge, rather. So a swinging strike. Mets might have caught a break there. I really hate this, and I've complained about it for many years. Two-man umpiring crew. The first base umpire down the line making that check swing call on a left-handed hitter. He can't see. He cannot see. I'll never understand why they defer to him. If anybody has a good view, it's a home plate umpire. You got to wait until you get to the playoffs before you get the three-man crew, where you can have somebody down the third baseline to make those calls. Two up, two down for Krause, and Collier's up. And he checks a swing, goes around. And the second pitch is a strike. It's quickly nothing and two. No two pitch. A check swing, went around, ball to the backstop. Villalobos doesn't know where it is. Collier doesn't run down the line. He bumps into the umpire, throw to first, caught by Salazar. Fry was saying out anyways. Here's Murillo getting upset. He's coming out to argue. So another check swing, strike three. Collier didn't know. The ball went to the backstop over by the Daytona side. Villalobos couldn't find it, but Collier was never running down to first base. And then Collier finally started to run. The umpire called him out, not sure why. And then Davian Fry was almost run over by Collier. And Murillo is still arguing with Fry as we take a break. It's a 1-2-3 inning for Krause with back-to-back strikeouts. We are through five. Daytona up a couple of runs.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed right here at Clover Park on Saturdays throughout the 2023 season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Purchase your tickets now at the box office or stlucymets.com. Fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all.
All Smiles Dentistry is a locally owned and operated dental practice with five convenient Treasure Coast locations. At All Smiles Dentistry, we are proud to announce that we now offer a five-year warranty on most services at no extra charge. As always, we are committed to providing the highest quality dental care for you and your entire family. Call 888-SMILE-07 today for details and a no-obligation consultation. That's 888-SMILE-07.
The world-famous Dollar Night is back with a twist in 2023. Every Thursday at Clover Park, fans can enjoy $1 Bud Light drafts at the concession stands or $2 16-ounce bottles of Bud and Bud Light. Hot dogs for just $2,
and soda and popcorn for just $1. Now, where are you going to find a better deal than that? Dollar Night is the St. Lucie tradition that is always a steal of a deal. That's Dollar Night, every Thursday home game during the St. Lucie Mets season. Let's go, Mets, and let's go Dollar Night.
Now, let's get back to the action.
A check swing by Castillo. He puts the ball in play and grounds out harmlessly to Victor Acosta. That's how the top of the sixth opens. Didn't mean to. Accidentally makes it out. Jonathan Harmon, for his second inning of work, has now retired all four Mets. Daytona leads 2-0. Scored on a wild pitch and a two-out RBI single by Carlos Jorge. Back to the top, and Jet Williams, who has struck out twice in his return to action, he takes a called strike at 93. Boy, what a weird play to end the bottom of the fifth. The check swing, strike three on Collier. Another lefty, by the way, of course. They're all lefties tonight for Daytona. But that base umpire, Alex Lawry, ringing him up, saying he went around. Collier didn't run down to first. The ball got away. Villalobos didn't know where it was. Collier did not know he struck out, so he didn't run. And by the time he started to run, for some reason, Davian Fry, I guess he thought shot clock expired, just called him out. Here's a fly into right. Confidant ranging to his right. In the lights, makes the catch and retires Williams. Just like that, two outs. And then as Fry was walking basically towards the mound, raising his hand out, Cam Collier finally got going and accidentally ran into him. You know, Julio Murillo was enraged. The manager for Daytona wanted to know why. Personally, I thought he checked his swing. Broken back, ground ball, out of the range of the pitcher. Backhanded by Jorge. Jump, though, to first. He did not get him. Wow, Oda beat it out. Oh, man. That just screamed for the umpire to call Oda out as Jorge made an outstanding jump throw, Jeter-esque, from the pie slice. Oda's got good speed. If it's somebody else, maybe it's an out. But Oda now having his best game as a St. Lucie Met. 2-for-2 plus a walk. An infield single for the Mets. Feels like they were owed one for last night's fiasco out there on the surface. Now, Wilfredo Lara comes to the plate as the tying run. Let's see if the Mets can take advantage. Maybe Oda will try to steal. He stole second base last time he reached first. Lara takes a ball high. It was a close play. I thought he might have been out. The fans are ready to go nuts. Celebrate that great play. And Lara checks his swing. Did not go. Two balls, no strikes. Lara tonight, a double play and a strikeout. So tough start to this one for him. Let's see if he gets the green light 3-0. If he did, he didn't use it. Takes a fastball right in there for a strike one. Throw to first. Oda dives back in safely. Good hard throw by Harmon. Oda 3-1, not running. Lara fouls it away. Straight back over the press box to the street. It's a full count. Now Oda will be taking off. Harmon set for the payoff pitch. There goes the runner. Lara fouls it away, and we will do it again. Fastball above the belt at 94 miles per hour. So Harmon ramping it up, trying to blow it by Lara, who got just enough to hang in there. Payoff pitch number two, and it swung on and missed. And a fist pump from Cade Hunter. Lara gives him a look. I don't think he cared for that. Breaking ball out of the zone, and Lara strikes out for the second time. No runs, a hit, no errors. One man left aboard. Daytona continues to lead St. Lucie 2-0 halfway through the sixth inning on this Friday night on the beach.
Every Saturday this season, the St. Lucie Mets will be sporting custom-themed jerseys that fans can bid on. Each jersey benefits a different local charity and will be autographed by the player who is wearing it. To bid on jerseys, please visit stluciemets.com/auction. And don't forget to join us for each of our themed nights. You can find the full list at stluciemets.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Dr. Michael C. Solomon is a doctor who cares and always puts his patients first. He's a board-certified surgeon with over 16 years of experience. He has a great medical staff that's compassionate and knowledgeable. If you're in pain or suffer extreme discomfort from kidney stones, prostate or bladder problems, erectile dysfunction, or any other urological problems, call Solomon Urology. Dr. Solomon offers the most current medical and surgical alternatives to resolve your urologic problems.
Let's go back to the field.
The new pitcher for the Mets is Benito Garcia. Michael Krause on his minor league rehab assignment is one and done. Clean fifth inning, only 12 pitches, 8 strikes. He struck out 2. Happy returns to action for Krause. Now Garcia, who will face Cade Hunter. Mets down 2 in the bottom of the 6th. First pitch is swung on and missed. Now, Garcia, I thought when he was promoted to Brooklyn a couple of weeks ago, that was a permanent promotion. We always hope that's the case. You never know for sure, but some of you have a pretty good idea when they send a guy up, you might be getting him back. Garcia, that's not the case. Thought he was gone for good. Considering he was so good with St. Lucie last year, got promoted at the end of last year. Almost surprised to see him start with St. Lucie this year. When he got promoted, thought that was it. We wouldn't see him again, but now he's back. Hey, all he can do is keep pitching well, and hopefully he gets the call next time, and it is more of a permanent situation. He's gone 0-2 on Hunter, and the breaking ball misses down and in, 1-2. Well, Garcia only pitched one game with Brooklyn while he was with the Cyclones. Two games, rather. Last Saturday and last Thursday. 0-1-2 pitch. It's down and low. Last Thursday, May 4th, he pitched a scoreless inning. Then 2 days later, went 3 2/3. One hit, one run on a homer. Pretty good. 3 2/3 allowing just a home run. Nothing more. Not enough to stick, though. 2-2 pitch misses inside. It's a full count. So all told, 4 2/3, 2 hits, 1 run, 2 walks, and 5 strikeouts for Garcia in high A. Breaking ball is fouled away, and that one right off Hunter looked like his knee. He'll get a moment. Hunter tonight has not been retired. He's been hit and walked. Back in there. Garcia shakes off Villalobos once, now gets what he wants. Payoff pitch is ball low. And he got ahead 0-2 and then lost it. Not the start he wanted here in the sixth inning. Hunter on for the third time. Keeping the bat on his shoulder. Ariel Almonte comes up. Leadoff man on, nobody out. First pitch misses for a ball. Monte 0 for 2 with the ground out and a strikeout. One-oh pitch. That's fouled away. Daytona leads 2-0 here. Nobody out in the bottom of the sixth. What about elsewhere in the Florida State League tonight as all teams are in action and enjoying good weather? At that battle of Roger Dean, Palm Beach is up 4-1 in the seventh. Runner goes, pitches a strike, though to second base is going to be late. Coming off the bag briefly is Hunter, but he gets the hand back in before the tag of Williams. And he steals second. And this is shaping up like the second inning where Hunter was plunked and then stole second and came in to score in a 2-0 game. And the margin for error for the Mets, the way the offense is going is so slim. That's why when pitcher like Garcia gets ahead of a batter 0-2, gotta finish him. You get two outs, nobody on, gotta finish the inning. A couple of times the Mets haven't done that. Oof. Now Monte fouls one off his front foot. He's hobbled. Give us a moment to go over the Florida State League scoreboard again. Palm Beach up 4-1. They lead that series on Jupiter 2-1. They lead Jupiter by one game in the FSL East. Again, Palm Beach will make the trek up to Clover Park next week. Coming in on a good run. Got off to a slow start with a talented roster, but now seem to be rounding into form just in time to face the Mets. Pitches in the dirt. Two balls and two strikes. Clearwater's up 6-3 at Dunedin. Clearwater entered that series on a 13-game winning streak, but Dunedin leads the series 2-1. The Threshers up by 3 at the midway point. Mets will face the Threshers after Palm Beach leaves town. Fly ball hooked foul. Stays two balls, two strikes on Almonte. No score between Lakeland and Bradenton in the fourth. And Fort Myers beating up on Tampa 6-1 in the fifth. Fort Myers leads that series 3-0. Looking good to get a series victory tonight. 2-2 pitches right down the middle, taken for a called third strike. Monte caught looking. Garcia has his first out of the sixth. And after that strikeout, Villalobos will come out for a visit. It's 2-1 discussion. Reminder that next week we're home against Palm Beach. Games Tuesday through Saturday at 6:10, Sunday at 12:10. A day off, and then Clearwater in town. It's again Tuesday through Saturday, 6:10, Sunday at 12:10. So it'll be a long 2 weeks at Clover Park for everybody. Long range weather forecast looks fair, not as good as this week or last week. In Florida, this time of year, you never know. Victor Acosta, the new batter. One on and a runner on second. Acosta 0 for 2, and he takes the ball low. Feels like a long developing inning. It's only been two batters. Garcia's needed 14 pitches through the first two batters. Ground ball, base hit into left field for Acosta. Runner coming home. Here's the throw. It's going to be cut off. Nope, it's going to be late. Hunter scores, and it's 3-0 Tortugas. Thought Castillo would cut that off. He let it go by. Too late. No damage done, though, on that as Acosta stays at first. Acosta with an RBI single. So Garcia pays the price for walking Hunter after he got ahead 0-2. Couldn't find the strike zone again, and it cost him a run. There's a pitch inside to Confidon. He's 1-for-2 with the double. So Daytona scored 3 runs tonight. 2 have scored by Cade Hunter. He reached base on those 2 times without a hit. kind of how the season's gone. Pitch is inside. It's 2-0. Villalobos walking the ball out to the mound and firing it back. He's trying to fire Garcia up. Garcia's got good stuff. He's talented. This inning, finding no consistency. 2-0 pitch is hard hit, and that's going to break through into right center field, and it's going to roll on that turf. Roll it does deep into right center field. Acosta's coming around. He will score. Confidon goes to third with an RBI triple. It's 4-0 Daytona. And that ball never got more than 2 inches off the ground, and it almost made it to the warning track. That's what the artificial turf will do. Just kept rolling. Now Confidon, double and a triple in consecutive at-bats. If that ball is hit 5 feet to the right, it's an inning-ending double play. Tillian just couldn't get to it. It was hit so hard. Andrew Salcedo is up. Mets infield is in, and Salcedo goes after a high fastball. Salcedo 0-for-2 with a couple of ground outs. 0-1 pitch is hit into right field. Long run for Campos. He will get there for the out. In comes Confidon to score on the sac fly. And it's 5-0. 3 runs for Daytona here in the sixth as they create some distance from the Mets. It's a good inning all around for the Tortugas. Cade Hunter battling back for the walk. Acosta with the well-struck single. Confidon with the triple. And then now a manufactured run on the sac fly. His return to St. Lucie. Garcia is having his worst outing. He gets Triana to swing and miss. Bases are empty now. Two down. Triana has struck out twice from the nine spot. Takes this pitch on the outside corner for a strike. It's nothing and two. And this is a bleeder out to center, and it will be caught on the move by Jet Williams. The shortstop wrangles it for out number three. Tough inning for Garcia. He surrenders 3 runs on 2 hits, a walk, no errors, and 1 man left on. Daytona somewhat breaking this ball game open. Tortugas have a 5-0 lead. Mets only have 2 hits through 6 innings.
Best tailgate. Brisket.
No, real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and weights. Dude, subs.
Hot dogs.
Chili dog.
No, Dodger dog.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Now you're talking. Burgers.
7-layer dip. Ribs.
No contest.
Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And an ice cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke. Come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day.
Race day.
Calls for Coke.
You know it.
Grab yourself a Coke.
It's tailgate 101.
If you're a Mets fan or a baseball fan 55 years or older, you're invited to become a member of the world-famous Silver Sluggers. What are the perks? How about free admission to all Tuesday games, a free hot dog every Tuesday, and an exclusive Silver Slugger t-shirt, all for just $35. Join the nearly 1,000-strong Silver Sluggers who root on the Mets from Clover Park every Tuesday. It's a golden opportunity for the golden age.
Today begins a new journey. Not only will you learn something new and elevate your opportunities, but you'll also discover your purpose.
I'm finding a way to serve my community at Indian River State College.
My nursing degree will go to work where it's needed most. Using my hands, I can make a dream career come true.
Start a new life-changing chapter with Indian River State College. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
This is Jet Williams, and you're listening to St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Mets offense needs to get going in this game and this series. Not much doing tonight, just two singles through six innings as the Mets trail 5-0. Jacob Reimer leads it off. He's in a one ball, one strike count. He's 0 for 2, two strikeouts tonight. Thigh high fastball for a strike, and it's 1-2. Reimer takes this one well off the plate. Two balls, two strikes. On Marvel's Defenders of the Diamond Night here at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, they replaced the Mets' headshots on the video board as Reimer swings and misses and strikes out for a third time. They've replaced the headshots on the video board with the Thanos Infinity Gauntlet. Thanos, of course, the bad guy from really several Marvel movies spanning the third phase. As this pitch is outside to Junior Tillian. Of course, when Thanos snaps that Infinity Gauntlet with all the Infinity Stones in there, half of all life in the universe is erased. There's a ground ball into center field. Tillian, the one-out single. I like Marvel, big Marvel fan, but I don't think it's gotten, I think they peaked. I think they peaked with Thanos and Avengers Endgame. Some of the stuff that came out soon after that, the aftermath of the Endgame was pretty good. Spider-Man, Far From Home, a couple of those series, WandaVision and Falcon Winter Soldier, I like, but I won't say Marvel's jumped the shark, but the whole Phase 4, I think, left you wanting more. They're in Phase 5 now. They jumped that off with the Ant-Man movie, which was lukewarm at best, as Salazar takes this pitch for a strike. Guardians of the Galaxy Part 3 has come out. That seems to be getting rave reviews. Not had a chance to get to see that yet. It's hard during the season. Going to be on a Sunday night or a Monday. And Monday's for golf. As this pitch is high. 2-1 on Salazar. But I got to go see it before it eventually gets spoiled. And we're about to come up on a week of its release, and after that, you're in danger of getting it spoiled. Salazar swings and misses and strikes out. So two quick outs as the strikeouts are piling up. Harmon's last three outs recorded on our swinging strikeouts. Just Tillian's hard-hit ground ball mixed in. Campos at the plate, 0 for 2. Ground ball to third. That is going to turn foul. Mets had their Marvel Superhero Night weeks back, the Black Panther jerseys, and we have our Marvel Defenders of the Diamond Night. The Florida Special Olympics crew coming up on June 10th, where the Mets will have their version of their own Marvelized logo, like Daytona has tonight. Campos takes this one away. I'll have to have Philip, our producer on Bally Live, come up with some Marvel-related questions. Broadcaster John, he's not a big Marvel guy. More of a Star Wars fella. Two-one pitch coming to Campos, and he takes ball three. Marvel does have an intriguing series coming out, I think in, I don't know if it's June or August, but Secret Wars with Sam Jackson, almost like a spy thriller type, and it's got the Khaleesi in it, Emilia Clarke from Game of Thrones. 3-1 pitch, Campos, ooh, home run cut, nearly tumbles over. Misses completely, and it's a full count. Trying to spark the Mets offense back to life with one massive swing. 3-2 pitch. Tillian will be off and running. Here it comes to Campos. He strikes out swinging on the ball up around his eyeballs. Jonathan Harmon strikes out three in the seventh inning, sends us to the stretch. It's all Daytona tonight. It's been all Daytona basically since game two in this series. 5-0.
The baseball season may start in St. Lucie, Florida, but with an average temperature of 77 degrees, 21 miles of pristine beaches, more than 20 world-class golf courses, and miles of lush nature trails, there's something for the whole family to enjoy. St. Lucie is home to year-round warm sunshine, blue skies, and turquoise blue water, so there's never a bad time to plan your next vacation. Visit stlucie.com/Mets to get started. St. Lucie, Florida, where the season never ends.
The Mets are proud to offer affordable and flexible ticket packages so fans of all ages and families of all sizes can see the Mets of the future at Clover Park. Stop by the ticket office or stluciemets.com to purchase single game tickets, 10 game flex plans, or group tickets, all for a low cost. General admission tickets start at just $10. Purchase our 10 game flex pack, which features 10 undated tickets for only $80. We'll see you at Clover Park in 2023.
Tomorrow's a big day. It's the reason you kissed the kids and got in the cab this morning. It's why they invented energy drinks. It's why you joined Toastmasters and floss religiously. Tomorrow's why you haven't eaten dairy or broccoli in a week. If it weren't for tomorrow, those business cards you order would seem kind of silly. Tomorrow's big, and at Hilton Garden Inn, we know every big day will go much better with a perfect night before. When tomorrow's a big day, stay HGI tonight.
You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Benito Garcia returns to the mound in the seventh. Gave up two hits and three runs. The walk and a strikeout in the sixth inning. Two-run lead became a five-run lead for Daytona. Jimmy Loper was warming up in the bullpen. He's not anymore, and Davian Frye emphatically walking down the third baseline and waving off the pitch clock. And it's Michel Triana, or rather Hector Rodriguez, is due to hit. Rodriguez 2-for-3, the two hits coming off the starter, Saul Garcia. He flew out against Garcia, or rather that was Krause. Krause was in the game so briefly, almost forgot about him. Rodriguez fouls this pitch back. Pitch inside 83. 1-1. Blown out of play left side. That one heading towards the canal. This ballpark used to be called City Island Ballpark. It was built in 1914. They renamed it Jackie Robinson Ballpark in 1990. But it is literally on an island. Broken bat, foul ball, look out by first base Salazar. Bat just kind of rolls to his feet. He had his eye on it the whole way. Of course, yesterday we had the situation where a broken bat ground ball went back to the pitcher, Lancelotti, and the bat went with it. Almost impaled poor Joey. Caught him on his pitching hand, but he came through it okay. That one more harmless, and Rodriguez will get a new bat, throws that one aside, and then gets another bat. Likes this one better. A broken bat seemed to liven up the crowd. Broken bats and calls by the umpires they don't like. A 1-2 pitch, and that's tapped back to Garcia off of his mitt, redirected to Tillian, throws to first, safe. And Garcia probably saved that ball from going to the outfield, but he could not secure it in his mitt, deflected it into no man's land, and Tillian, by the time he corralled it, had no play to make. Another infield hit for the Tortugas, and a third hit for Victor Rodriguez. Now really, since He was presented with his championship ring after batting practice on Wednesday from last year's St. Lucie team. He's been unstoppable. Can't take it back. Here's Carlos Jorge, and he takes a pitch on the corner. So, yeah, Jackie Robinson Ballpark, a very interesting place. Again, 1914 it was built. Of course, it's been upgraded many times over the years, but we're not talking upgrades like to the spring training facilities upgrades. Grandstands are old and rickety. Press boxes from another planet. As this ball is hit deep left field, but that's going to slice. Oh, my. Foul. Wow, that looked a lot closer than it did initially off the bat. Jorge did not miss a home run by very much. That foul pole doesn't really reach high into the sky. Really relying on the umpire to get a good view. O2 pitch is popped into shallow center. Jet will let it go, and that's going to drop in for a hit. Picked up barehanded by Lara. He will run it back to the infield. Yeah, that was not going to be caught by Jet. He did the right thing to get back in position at short. But Lara was certainly not going to get there. Jorge bloops in a single, and the Tortugas are off to another good start. An infield hit and a blooper. Two on, no outs in the seventh as they try to expand an already big lead. 5-0. That is, I believe, the 10th hit. And Cam Collier will come up. Don't suppose he will be bunting. Not the three-hitter, not with the 5-0 lead. He's 1-for-3 with a single. Garcia's pitch. Ball off the plate. I always like to go over the history of this ballpark at least one time per trip. As this pitch is fouled away. Well, it was named Jackie Robinson Ballpark because Jackie Robinson played here at Daytona City Island Ballpark in 1946 as a member of the AAA Montreal Royals. He was signed by the Dodgers, spent a whole year with the Montreal Royals. This ball is slugged deep right field by Collier. Long run for Campos and Lara over his shoulder. Cannot make the play. He didn't get there in time. It lands off the warning track, off the wall. Here comes the relay throw from Tilly into the plate. It's knocked down by Salazar for some reason. Hector Rodriguez scores to make it 6-0. Why was Eduardo Salazar knocking that ball down? It was a great throw from Tillian to the plate. There was going to be a play at the plate. Tillian in disbelief squatting in shallow right field. And there's no harm in letting that ball go home. I mean, at worst, he's safe. The runners aren't advancing any further. I think Salazar now realizes the mistake that just occurred. And that was all set up beautifully. It was on target. It was going to be a one-hopper. Rodriguez safe without a play. It's a double for Collier. He hit a deep right center field. Bouncing off the warning track. Almost a surprise that that ball did not bounce over the fence for a ground rule double. So second and third, nobody out, infield in. Now Lopers, rather it looks like Bart Nicky starting to warm up with all these lefties batting tonight. Maybe he gets a shot. It looks like he will get a shot. It's just a matter of when. Hunter has not made contact tonight, but he's certainly had an impact. Walked twice, hit once, and scored 2 runs. So back to this ballpark being named Jackie Robinson Ballpark. Robinson was training with the Montreal Royals here because the Royals were working in Sanford, Florida. But Sanford, at that stage in time, was not having it. There was an outcry there as this ball is hit into right field. Campos on the run. makes the catch chest high. Here comes the throw to the plate as Jorge scores. Close. Great throw. And Jorge too fast, never stopped running through the plate. A sack fly for Hunter. And that'll make it 7-0. Second straight day that Daytona has a 7-0 lead. The Mets will appeal to third base. Why not? And on appeal, it's denied. Jorge scores on the wicket line drive by Hunter. One down, and Collier remains at second. Ariel Monte, the batter. These balls are being punished. The first two, harmless hits. The last two were just crushed. Almonte hard at ground ball, past Salazar into right field. Collier's going to come around and score. 8-0 Tortugas. Back-to-back innings with three runs off Garcia, who's getting roughed up here and has returned to St. Lucie. Fourth hit in the inning. All Daytona. They're just dominating the Mets the last two nights. Mets no answers on offense, and the dam breaks on Benito Garcia. We'll come back with the rest of the story on Jackie Robinson Ballpark and the New Mex pitcher after the break.
Hi, I'm Chief John Bolduc of the Port St. Lucie Police Department. The City Council voted to reduce the speed limit in all of our residential neighborhoods. The police department's going to be taking part in this to help educate the drivers. Then we will be enhancing our enforcement actions in residential neighborhoods.
Can you drive the speed limit? Because I walk in the dark to my bus stop.
I walk to school and you drive to work.
My friends and I like to play ball in the yard.
I like to walk my dog.
Keep up with the St. Lucie Mets this season by following our social channels. Use the handle at St. Lucie Mets to find us on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. There you will find the latest and greatest Mets content, like exclusive videos, game highlights, the inside scoop on Clover Park promotions, team information, weather updates, and more. Find us on Facebook at facebook.com/St. Lucie Mets. And make sure to visit stlucimets.com, too. It's all happening on social this season, so follow along and don't be left out.
This is development coach Reagan Saunier, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Luke Bartnicki, the new pitcher for the Mets. One out, runner on first in a game that's gotten out of hand. 8-0 in the bottom of the seventh in favor of Daytona. Back to Jackie Robinson Ballpark. So the Royals were essentially run out of Sanford, Florida, and they found a taker in Daytona Beach due to Dr. Mary McLeod Bethune, founder of the historically black Bethune-Cookman College right here in Daytona. And she had enough contacts with enough important people and enough support in this city to host Jackie Robinson and the Royals. So he trained here, and home plate is essentially unchanged from that time. So as these guys get into the batter's box, it's essentially the same spot that Robinson appeared in 1946. And they've really done a nice job here at the stadium. They're posting things around the ballpark. Statue of Jackie Robinson and information about his time in baseball and in Daytona around the ballpark. I always like to take a lap once per series to check that out again. Never gets old. So, very historic park, and that's one of the reasons that Daytona was taken off that initial cut list when the minor leagues dwindled by 42 teams. They were on the initial list, and it was essentially because this ballpark does not have the modern technology that MLB wants it to have and all the bells and whistles that are player-friendly. As this ball is popped into left field by Acosta. Boy, the long run by Oda, he's going to get there. And Acosta is out number two. Now then, in all these teams, when they were invited to be affiliated with minor league baseball signed 10-year PDL licenses, but with the caveat that there was a 3-year grace period where you had to get your facility to certain standards. That includes Clover Park, every park in minor league baseball. And this ballpark, in the 3 years since that deal has been signed that we've come here, there have been many upgrades, if at all. It's a challenging environment to work in as this ball is fouled away. Of course, the atmosphere is great. Jim Jaworski does a great job, the GM here. We're all curious to see what Daytona can do to upgrade this facility to the modern times and the modern player and what is required in minor league baseball. There's a swing and a miss by Yerlin Confidon. He strikes out, and the inning is over. Good work by Bartnicki, and that will end the fourth inning, seventh inning. But three more runs score, back-to-back three runs inning posted by the Tortugas. They have a commanding 8-0 lead going to the eighth. We're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Hey, baseball fans.
Well, that really surprised me.
If you're not watching MLB Tonight every night, you're missing something.
I don't know if I've ever seen that happen.
With live look-ins and highlights from every game, plus breakdowns from TV's best analysts, MLB Tonight goes around the league to bring you the whole picture.
I've never seen a night like this.
Don't miss MLB Tonight every night on MLB Network. Go to findmlbnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Hey kids, want to have fun at Clover Park this summer? Go ask Mom and Dad to let you join Clutch's Kids Crew. Kids Club members get special perks like free admission to Friday and Sunday games and a free popcorn both days. Plus, kids get a membership card, a Kids Club t-shirt, and access to exclusive player meet and greets. Clutch's Kids Crew is available to all kids 14 and under for the low, low cost of $25. Sign up today at Clover Park.
Tutto Fresco Restaurant and Patio Grill, located at the entrance to PGA Village, offers regional Italian cuisine accompanied by an extensive selection of wine and spirits. We feature traditional Italian recipes from various regions of Italy, celebrating our owner's family heritage. Our goal is to provide an authentic Italian dining experience with uncompromising service. Tutto Fresco, a slice of Italy in the heart of the Treasure Coast.
Let's rejoin the voice of the Mets, Adam McDonald.
Fernando Villalobos' first pitch swinging, a fly ball, and a great running catch by Almonte in left field. Another tremendous play by the Daytona defense. I mean, this is turning into an even more lopsided game. Daytona just showing off right now. A couple of great plays the last two innings by Rodriguez and Almonte. That's the first out of the eighth, and Luis Castillo will come up next. Jonathan Harmon still pitching. There's a fly ball, deep left center field, long run, and that's going to be out of the ballpark. Luis Castillo, bye-bye baseball. Wind might have helped catch that. He leaves the yard, his first home run as a St. Lucie Met. Say what you will about the competitiveness of the Mets the last couple of nights. They avoid a shutout. The second straight game, they've then shut out through the first seven innings, but score in the eighth. High and deep to left center. 8-1. And this pitch comes inside and brushes Jet Williams back. Jet's 0 for 3. Nice little poke by Castillo. I half expected Almonte to come up with it. The way it's been going for Daytona in the outfield. That's one way to prevent a nice catch. Just hit it out of the ballpark. And it just over the wall in front of the scoreboard. The Mets' third home run of the series, but the first since Tuesday. when Martinez and Reimer left the yard. Williams takes this pitch inside. And say Harmon, he's in line for the victory because the starter, Kevin Abel, only went four. Williams takes outside, and it's a full count. Pitch in the dirt, ball four. So a home run and a walk. Mets, in the last three games, have scored seven runs. Six have come eighth inning and beyond. Last night qualified as too little, too late, as did Wednesday. We'll see about tonight as Oda takes the first pitch ball. Harmon, say he's rattled by the home run, but he's pitching free and easy before that. And now I think the catcher, Cade Hunter, senses something is amiss, so he will go out as this pitch misses high. It's 2-0. A home run, and he immediately follows it with a walk, and then falling behind 2-0. Well, let's get to some scores around professional sports. A couple of big NBA games tonight. Knicks at Heat. New York fans are fired up for that as the Knicks try to force a Game 7 at Madison Square Garden. Tied at 50 down in Miami late in the second period. Quarter. Not much of a basketball broadcaster if I'm calling it a period. I was thinking about hockey because the Panthers are up 2-1 at Toronto in the second period. A 3-0 pitch is a strike to Oda. Oda, meanwhile, trying to get on for the fourth time in four trips. Runner goes, pitches hit into left field, sinking fast. Almonte runs down another, and he's going to throw back to first, and that is going to double off Jet Williams, who had already gone past second, and he is caught. Relay goes to Acosta, who throws to Triana. It's a double play. Oda with the well-struck ball, couldn't get it to drop. Almonte starts the line drive double play. The inning is over, and that's what we'll have to settle for, just the Castillo home run. 8-1 in the middle of the eighth.
To those of you on the front lines and in the back of the house, making it work, but wanting to make a change for the better. At Indian River State College, we make change possible with affordable, sensible, expertly taught degree programs. Earn a bachelor's degree, associate's degree, or certificate in the trades in over 100 programs. The change you want is within your reach. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Orange and blue will look good on you, and you can find those colors at the Clover Park Fan Shop. Hats, jerseys, t-shirts, polos, shorts, sweatshirts, plus collectibles, and plenty more. Anything a casual or diehard Mets fan could want can be found in the Fan Shop. The Fan Shop is open on game days starting at 3 p.m. Tuesday to Saturday and 10 a.m. on Sunday. You can shop 24/7 online at stlucymets.com. Be sure to check back for special deals throughout the season. Now get shopping.
The biggest Mets fan is also the biggest fan of adventures in St. Lucie, Florida. Mr. Met wants your family to visit St. Lucie for epic home runs, eating hot dogs at the park, walking through art spaces, rounding the beaches, or just sliding into vacation bliss. Start planning now at visitstlucie.com/Mets. St. Lucie, Fort Pierce, Port St. Lucie, and Hutchinson Island, where the season never ends.
Now, let's get back to the action.
In the bottom of the eighth, Andrew Salcedo bats. Luke Bartnicki will pitch, and the first pitch is a swinging strike to Salcedo, who is a switch hitter, so he's going to bat right-handed. So this is just the second right-handed at-bat of the night for Daytona. Another was the switch-hitting Acosta, who flew out. Salcedo 0-for-2 with the sack fly. Daytona scored runs in the first and second on a wild pitch and a two-out RBI single as Bartnicki misses for a 2-1 count. The Mets really were not threatening. They got a runner to second, no outs in the fourth. Had a chance to cut it to 2-1, but the offense just nothing doing. And Salcedo swings and misses. And then the floodgates open as Garcia, Benito Garcia, in his return to St. Lucie, roughed up six hits and six runs in just an inning and a third. Swing and a miss by Salcedo, and he might have been better off batting left-handed. Nothing but very good natural there. Now Bartnicki has retired all three he has faced. And it comes to Triano, who's 0-for-3 from the 9 spot. As this pitch misses away. And the second pitch misses as well. I did see where the head referee for that Knicks Heat game, Scott Foster, I think the Heat have lost the last 10 games he's officiated with them. Well, the Knicks will take a win any way they can get it to force game 7. As this pitch is fouled back. Now, all four semifinals in the NBA were 6-game series. Boston forced game 7 against Philly. That'll be Sunday, of course, when we are playing a night game here. I'll tell you how much I enjoyed that as a Celtics fan. This pitch misses away. It's 3-1. The Nuggets went on the road and finished off the Suns yesterday. A no game 7 there. You got the Heat and the Knicks. Knicks trying to force a game 7. And, of course, tonight, Warriors really maybe last-ditch attempt to keep their dynasty alive at the Lakers. There's a swing and a miss, and Triana strikes out for the third time. Bartnicki has now struck out 3 in a row. I'm sure the NBA would love for 3 game 7s. I got a sneaky suspicion about the Warriors tonight. I know the Lakers are undefeated at home this postseason. The Warriors are historically awful on the road this year for a defending champion, but their season on the line, maybe one last desperate gasp to keep that team together. They might find a way to win. There's a ball sliced into left center field. That's going to get down for a base hit. Lara going to throw back into second. Here comes, not in time. It's a double for Rodriguez. And he is putting a hurting on his former team and organization. He is now 4-for-5 tonight. That's his second double. Good piece of hitting. Facing a lefty pitcher on the left side. This goes the other way with it. Well, I've always said, when you're a player at this level, if somebody trades for you, that's a good thing. That means scouts have been watching, and they've reported to their general managers that they think you can play. The Reds targeted Hector Rodriguez last year on the Tyler Naquin deal. Got him on board. Of course, there's a big difference between playing well in single A and eventually projecting to the majors. At least at this level, he's done well. The ball fouled away. Jeff, do you think the Warriors are forcing game 7 tonight? Jeff agrees. Jeff, wonderful man next to me, putting up with me as he does every St. Lucie road trip up here in Daytona, running the track man for the Reds. Very helpful. And that game starts at 10. We're in the bottom of the 8th here, so we should be able to watch most of that game. for the 1-2 pitch. Bartnicki will look back to second. Of course, in the NHL, Panthers up 2-1. They can win the series in Toronto tonight. Golden Knights and Oilers tied at 2. Pivotal game 5. That game's at 10 o'clock, too. So good night, late night sports for the fellas when we get back to the hotel as Jorge fouls one away. If the Panthers win, we're heading for that historic Eastern Conference Finals between Florida Panthers and the Carolina Hurricanes. Southern Hockey. 1-2 pitch, swung on and missed in the dirt. Bartnicki strikes out. Jorge throw down to first complete by Villalobos. The inning is over. That was a very nice appearance by Luke Bartnicki. An inning and two-thirds, no runs, one hit, and he struck out 4. He took advantage of all those lefty matchups. And now we go to the ninth. Last chance for the Mets. They trail by 7.
For the early-to-rise road trippers, the late-night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Looking for a great spot to celebrate your kid's birthday or Little League team? Look no further than Clover Park. Celebrate the special occasion with the Mets. As a part of our Field of Dreams package, your Little League team can take the field with the Mets. The birthday package includes gifts and a visit from our mascot, Clutch. Field of Dreams packages and birthday parties cost an average of $20 or less per person. When visiting Clover Park, ask for me, Josh Sexton, and I'll fill you in on all the details. Let's go, Mets.
Hey, baseball fans, are you in the market for furniture? Well, guess what? It's your lucky day. That's right. Pull that ticket stub from your pocket and redeem it at Family Furniture and receive $250 worth of free furniture. Family Furniture is a local family-owned and operated company that's been furnishing the Treasure Coast and the Palm Beaches for well over a decade. Family Furniture specializes in bedrooms, living rooms, dining rooms, mattresses, patio, and much, much more. Limit one per household and cannot be combined with any other offers. Make Family Furniture your home base for all your furniture needs.
Let's go back to the field.
Jonathan Harmon trying to pitch the last 5 innings in this game. There's nobody throwing in the Daytona bullpen. It's been cruise control for Harmon, just allowing a solo home run to Luis Castillo in the 8th. Followed that up with the walk to Jet Williams, was struggling against Oda but got the line drive double play. So Lara, Reimer, and Tillian are the last hopes for the Mets as this pitch is a swinging strike upon appeal. And the Mets' largest margin of defeat this year is 7, 3 times. And they're losing by 7 right now. So even if they don't score, it won't technically be the worst loss of the year score-wise. Nifty play at short by Jorge as he ranges to his left. Almost a bear crawl. Picks it up and throws Lara out. Quickly one down in the top of the ninth. Jacob Reimer to avoid the golden sombrero will bat for the 4th time. No Met has struck out 4 times in the game yet this year. As Reimer swings and misses. So you look down the barrel of a 8-23 record for the Mets, take some positives in that, saying they really don't get blown out that badly. They don't get shut out, and they haven't had a 4 strikeout game from a single player yet. Good things as they've been, again, mostly competitive this season. The last 2 nights, not so much. But talked about me and Brennan, the broadcaster for Daytona, talked earlier before we went on the air about some of the big losses around the league this year. The run differential as Reimer fouls went away for strike 2. And that's run differential is obviously not good, minus 36, but you know, Jupiter is into the mid-40s. Jupiter's lost games by double digits multiple times. Daytona's lost a game 10-0. 2-2. Reimer takes the slider high. Boy, gets the strikeout. That was in the strike zone, according to TrackMan. And he got away with one. 3-2 pitch, and it's hit hard to third. Fielded by Collier. Long throw across the diamond in time to retire Reimer. He will finish 0-for-4 and avoids the golden sombrero. Mets down to their last out on this Friday night. It's up to Junior Tillian, who is 1-for-3. Mets held to just 4 hits tonight. Tillian lines one in the left field. He's got a multi-hit game. And he will not be the last out. 2 hits late in the 7th and 9th innings. Scott Oda also a multi-hit game, so that's the source of most of your hits tonight. And on the other hit, the Castillo homer. It's Eduardo Salazar, 0-for-3 with 2 strikeouts. And he takes one low. By the way, your Mets organizational update. They try to squeeze that in here. Mets down 2-0 at Washington, so the New York offense continues to scuffle. 1-0 pitch is fouled away. Syracuse up by 2 in the bottom of the 9th on the road. Binghamton up by 1 in the bottom of the 7th at home. Brooklyn down 2, bottom of the 8th on the road. This pitch is dribbled foul. Double tap by Salazar, and the Mets are down to their last strike. Harmon coming set with the 1-2. He delivers too high. Salazar will not chase. Harmon, the 2-2 pitch. Salazar fouls it away. Harmon set for another 2-2. The pitch fouled away one more time. Fastball up to 93. Tillian at first not being held on, not with the Mets down by 7. With 2 outs in the top of the 9th. Two two, breaking ball swung on and missed. Salazar strikes out on the low slider. A fist bump. Fist pump from the catcher, Cade Hunter. Daytona pours out of the dugout, the bullpen, forming the happy high five line in their marvelized jerseys for the third straight day. They take this one 8-1 in a laugher. Back-to-back nights, Daytona has looked really good. While the Mets are looking like a very much struggling team. Winning pitcher tonight is Jonathan Harmon. He finished out the game, the final 5 innings. It's the two-horse race for the Tortugas on the mound. The losing pitcher for the Mets is Saul Garcia, although he did chuck it well. Mets will drop to 8-23 on the season. On a 3-game losing streak after they had a 2-game winning streak after game 1 of this series. Daytona coming back to life. The Tortugas are 12-19 on the year. Most of that damage done against the Mets. They are 6-1 against St. Lucie. Half of their wins coming at the disposal of the Mets. Take a break, come back, and wrap it all up with the postgame show.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Here, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, Hamburgers, Chicken Fingers, French Fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the Clover Park Concourse. Be sure to stop by the Corona Beach House in left field to grab a rum bucket or delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice cold beverage in hand and a full belly.
The St. Lucie Mets are back. The future stars of New York will be on display all spring and summer at Clover Park. Be there to experience the crack of the bat, the smell of the grass, and the delicious ballpark fare. Don't miss the world-famous Dollar Night every Thursday with $1 beer, soda, and popcorn, and $2 hot dogs. Catch the best fireworks show on the Treasure Coast on select Saturday nights. Tickets are on sale now. Visit stluciemets.com to get yours today. A day at Clover Park is a home run.
Mets Post Game Live starts now on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Welcome back to Radiology Associates Field at Jackie Robinson Ballpark. Adam McDonald with you from high atop the action, the rickety old press box that sits right above home plate. Wrapping up another St. Lucie Mets game this season, game number 31, 101 to go. Hopefully many more that are better than this one from a Mets perspective, as Daytona cruises 8-1. A six-run win last night that felt bigger than that, and a seven-run win tonight that felt maybe even bigger than the seven runs. Let's get to the scoring summary. It's going to be heavy on one side. And Daytona gets on the board in the second against Saul Garcia. He hits a batter, Cade Hunter. Then Hunter steals second, goes to third on a ground out, and scores on a wild pitch. Make it 1-0, one of many runs Daytona scored this series without a hit, although they eventually turned that around later in the game. As we will have fireworks shooting off here, so bear with us as you hear the popping off in the distance as they celebrate Marvel's defenders of the Diamond Knight in grand fashion with the win and the fireworks show. Daytona got another run in the third inning. Saul Garcia retired the first two batters, but then struggled to get that last out as Hector Rodriguez doubled and Carlos Jorge singled to make it 2-0. Later in the inning, Daytona load the bases. Almonte would have a 3-0 count. Looked like the wheels were going to totally come off, but Garcia struck through three straight strikes, got a strikeout, and limited the damage to one run. So the Mets were in the game, down 2-0. Through the first five innings, but the offense really did not do anything to threaten that 2-0 lead. And then finally in the sixth inning, Benito Garcia, after coming down from Brooklyn, really struggled. He gave up three runs in the sixth. It started in a bad note when he got ahead of the first batter he faced, Cade Hunter, 0-2, and then promptly walked him. Hunter would steal second, scored on a Victor Acosta single to make it 3-0. Then Yerling Confidant spanked a triple to make it 4-0, and then Andrew Salcedo lofted a sac fly to make it 5-0. Garcia was able to get out of the inning after that. Garcia started the seventh inning, gave up three straight hits, an infield hit to Hector Rodriguez, Carlos Jorge singled, Cam Collier belted an RBI double to make it 6-0. Then Cade Hunter hit a line drive sac fly to make it 7-0, and finally Ariel Amonte hit a single to right field to play Collier for a 8-0 lead, and that would chase Garcia from the game. Mets avoided the shutout with their only run in the eighth inning, Luis Castillo hitting a long home run to left field, his first of the season. So you can check that box. That's your scoring summary. Now we move to the box score, starting with the line score. The Mets one run on five hits, no errors. Daytona 8 runs, 12 hits, and no errors. Daytona now has 26 hits in the last two games. Notice no errors for the Mets, so that is an improvement. They've now had 4 games in the last 7 days error-free. That's positive. Hitters in the game, Oda went 2-for-3, reached base 4 times. Even his out was a tough out. He nearly made it on 4 times, so he made it on 3 times. His best game so far. Tillian went 2-for-4. Castillo had the other hit, the home run, plus a walk. Chet Williams 0-for-3 with the walk in his return to action. For the Tortugas, Hector Rodriguez, the former St. Lucie Met, monster day from the leadoff spot. Went 4-for-5 with 2 doubles and 2 runs scored. Jorge, another good game, 2-for-5. He's now got 5 hits against the Mets in the last 2 nights. Cam Collier went 2-for-4 from the 3 spot with a double and an RBI. So that's 8 hits from the top 3 in the order. And win a lot of games doing that. Confidant from the 8-7 spot, 2-for-4 with the triple and a double. Pitchers in the game for the Mets, Saul Garcia pitched well considering he was facing a hot offense. 4 innings, 5 hits, 2 runs, a walk, and 5 punch-outs. Krause, in a minor league rehab assignment, pitched a perfect 5th inning with 2 strikeouts, only 12 pitches needed. Garcia, an inning in the 3rd, 6 hits, 6 runs, a walk, and 1 strikeout. And Bartnicki pitched well, an inning in 2/3, scoreless with 1 hit, no walks, and 4 strikeouts. So there's a positive there, Krause and Bartnicki out of the bullpen. For Daytona, Abel, 4 innings, 1 hit, no runs, 2 walks, and 6 strikeouts. The starter. These two teams have now played 7 games against each other. The Mets have only scored against a Daytona starter in 1 of those 7 games. Harmon, the victor, he's now 2-1 on the year. He pitched the final 5 innings, 4 hits, the 1 run on the homer, a walk, and 5 strikeouts. He threw 77. Pitches. Ball game was a quick one, 2 hours and 28 minutes, played in front of 1,992 baseball-loving souls, many of whom are still in attendance watching this fireworks show. Now, Daytona's won 3 games in a row in the series, 1 more win over the weekend, and they will have a series victory. The Mets will have to win tomorrow and Sunday to get out of the Dodge with a split. It will be another 6:35 start tomorrow. We'll go airtime on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network at 6:25. Well, folks, that'll do it for this game, this post-game show, and this broadcast. Once again, your final from Jackie Robinson Ballpark, the Daytona Tortugas 8, the St. Lucie Mets 1. I'm Adam McDonald. Thank you so much for making the Mets part of your Friday night. I hope all of you out there listening in Radioland have a pleasant remainder of your evening.
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the St. Lucie Mets and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the St. Lucie Mets.